Immunosuppressive chemotherapy is typically employed as either part of a steroid-sparing strategy in patients who have developed unacceptable side effects or are intolerant of systemic corticosteroids, have demonstrated recurrent inflammation despite systemic corticosteroid therapy, or as initial therapy in selected uveitic entities. Initial immunosuppressive therapy is warranted for certain specific uveitic syndromes, such as Adamantiades-Besse's disease, involving the posterior segment, Voigt-Koyanagi-Hirata syndrome, VKH, probably serpiginous choroidopathy, and that associated with Wegener's granulomatosis, polyarteritis nodosa, rheumatoid vasculitis, or ocular mucous membrane pemphigoid. The major categories of immunosuppressive immunomodulatory medications are as follows: alkylating agents, cyclophosphamide, chlorambucil, antimetabolites, methotrexate, mycophenolate mofetil, leflunomide, and T-cell inhibitors, cyclosporin, tacrolimus. Dr. Smith notes that a genital vesicular ulcerative rash is commonly genital herpes, although other conditions may resemble genital herpes and should be considered in a differential diagnosis. Most notably, chancroid and syphilis need to be distinguished in the differential, but they are usually a bit more obvious in terms of clinical presentation. Chancroid can manifest as painful, tender, non-indurated lesions with a serpiginous border surrounding a friable base, covered with gray-yellow necrotic purulent exudates. Data presented at the recent annual meeting indicate that the treatment regimen should be initiated only when the testing reveals that the blood levels are closer to 1.5 times the upper limit of normal. First-line treatment of 30 mg per kilogram per meter squared is indicated at that point. Other options may include bevacizumab, etoposide, or trastuzumab. Progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy has not been reported in this patient population.